This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, here we are, last break of the day on this another historic day after the historic debates last night between VP Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And wow, what a debate it was. Steve, you were able to see it. You're out of the country. You were able to see it.
Yeah, but I was able to see it. These are my closing remarks about it today on the debate. You know, I watched it. It's clear. Everybody knows cut and dry that I'm a fan of Kamala Harris, Madam Vice President Kamala Harris. Everybody knows that. My support for her has never wavered. She's come to my home for interviews. She's invited me to her home. My family has gone to her home. I didn't know that Joe Biden would drop out of the race. I didn't. But after I saw his debate and I heard Van Jones comment right after the debate that he should drop out, I went, wow, man, we calling for this man to drop out. What would that look like? And well, I found out last night what it would look like. It would look very, very hopeful for this country, for this woman to be president of the United States. But I also know that this race is going to be tight. It's a tightly contested race. Everybody's saying that she won the debate hands down. Will that affect the Trumpster? Absolutely not. It will not move them off their candidate because nothing has moved them off of him, no matter what he's done. The insurrection, the sending the people down there to the Capitol, the comments about there's good people on both sides in Charlottesville, his supporter or red boys or red boot boys, whatever they are, pride boys, whatever. He just refuses anybody that's for him and does anything on his behalf. His narcissistic behavior, if that's the word, causes him to throw support behind him. He will not dog out anybody that supports him. He is friends with the people who came up with Project 2025. There's a picture of the guy that developed it on this private jet with him. It was a clear-cut thing to me if you were an undecided voter as to which way you should go after last night's debate. If you were undecided. And I think there are some undecided people who were affected greatly by it. And she put on a tremendous performance and showing of who she is as a person under fire, under pressure, under the scrutiny. Even the Republicans said she won the debate, but that doesn't change their mind. Okay, well, if that don't, then what will? Here's the part I want to focus on. I was watching CNN and Laura Coates was on there. And what's the sister's name?
Abby Phillips
was on there. And three other people. And they were talking. And Abby Phillips brought up a point where she's concerned about swaying the black man's vote. Okay, now, that's when my ears pinned back. Because I happen to be a black man. a very, very proud black man. Have never tried to be nothing else. Have never walked away from my people or my culture. Have always stood with us in the battlefields. I've marched around the DOJ building. I went across the bridge. I've been with Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson on all kinds of marches and missions. I'm that. Ain't no doubt about it. I was there at 3 o'clock in the morning at the Million Man March. I'm that. Proudest moment of my life was on that hill with Minister Louis Farrakhan and the Million Man March. My greatest and proudest moment as a black man. I'm black, for sure. For sure. Now, I'm going to say something to us who are fellow black men. I don't know where they getting this poll from that we are all supporting Donald Trump, but that ain't nothing but a bold-faced lie. You talk about fake news. I don't know who they talking to, because I don't know one black man that's voting for Trump. But I see them in the background at the Trump rallies propped up. I see the pictures and the T-shirts that say blacks for Trump. But I can't find nowhere where Trump was ever for blacks. If you looked at the debate last night, the full page ad in USA Today to condemn and crucify five innocent black men. The court rulings where him and his family has constantly tried to alienate black people from living in their buildings. It's just over and over and over and over. But I want to say this to brothers. We got to get to the polls. I'm going to say this to black men. We have to get to the poll. Don't worry about the nobody else talking about no, oh, I want to debate you about Kamala Harris. I ain't no more damn debate. The debate is over. You had the debate last night. Now, if you saw Trump as a viable candidate after last night, it's something wrong with your black ass. Now, I'm talking directly to anybody that got a problem with me asking black people to vote. Your forefathers were asking you to vote. Vote. Your parents asked you to vote. Everybody asking you to vote. A vote. When you don't vote, you can't sit at the table and complain about what's on the menu if you don't sit up in here and decide who's making up the menu. We have got to vote. I know a lot of black men that's for Kamala Harris. Matter of fact, all that I know is for Kamala Harris. And we're going to show up at the polls. And we're going to stop this nonsense about there's so many black men for Donald Trump. Because it really ain't, dog. It really ain't. Oh, it's a few scattered here and there, but it ain't no movement. But if you want to see a movement, I'm going to give you a movement November 4th. Because watch, because the Steve Harvey Morning Show is in full-blown support of Kamala Harris. And we're going to show up. Sisters is going, but brothers is we going too. Because we're going to show them who we are. We're going to end this disrespect of our women like you think we have. But we, when you constantly show disrespect for us, we're going to show you how we feel about that. We're going to show up at the poll because we're going to decide this election. Those are my closing remarks today. Hey, y'all, talk to God today. He'd absolutely love to hear from you.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.